The state of Kansas and local governments scrambled to spend $1 billion in federal coronavirus aid before a deadline later this month. Congress approved a last-minute agreement Monday to give more time, but as Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service reports, the original deadline made governments get creative.
I'm in North Lawrence, where officials set up 20 heated tents for people who are homeless using federal coronavirus response dollars. It's not health care or COVID tests, but Douglas County Commissioner Patrick Kelly says this is a legitimate response to the pandemic.
If we put our homeless population into the shelter, there's a higher chance that they'll get the virus and then they'll spread it across the community. So in one way, it's a way of containing the virus.
The camp might seem unconventional, but a lot of the $25 million in Douglas County is going to things obviously tied to the pandemic: testing, protective equipment, and help for local businesses.
Our live music, we have a lot of live music here in Lawrence, Kansas, and they came to us very early and said they were the first to shut down and they'll be the last to open up.
Communities got creative because of the time limit and rules on spending the cash. A group of Kansas counties used money to upgrade their emergency response radio system. Bourbon County in southeast Kansas is helping pay for a grocery store. Transportation Secretary Julie Lorenz heads the governor's office that works with counties on spending the money. She says the grocery store plan needed some tweaking to be justified.
And they've seen a spike in their unemployment because of COVID, which then made their food desert situation even worse.
The state and local governments worked fast because the money was supposed to be used by the end of this month, and there were contingency plans so it could be spent in time. Earlier this month, Lorenz said she hoped Congress would give them some relief.
So my holiday wish from Congress would be a big three-part: more money, more time, and more flexibility.
In a last-minute deal, it looks like Lorenz will get one of her wishes. As part of a larger stimulus agreement, Congress decided to allow an extra year to use the money. Congress forced the unconventional thinking with the original deadline and spending rules. It wanted states and counties to have money to cover pandemic costs, not replace tax revenue that dried up during the pandemic.
You can't just say, we've got a budget hole somewhere, we want to patch it with this.
That's Jared Walczak with the right-leaning Tax Foundation. He says the money must be spent for new coronavirus costs, and some states might be getting a little too creative. In West Virginia, there was pushback over spending the money on road projects. Walczak warns states to be careful because federal auditors could demand the money back if the spending is not connected to the pandemic.
Treasury will probably give them some latitude, but it's not unlimited. You start going out there and doing bold economic development projects that have nothing to do with COVID-19, and you're going to get some scrutiny.
The out-of-the-box thinking has also spread to implementing programs paid for with the federal money to make them more effective. On a sunny Sunday this month, workers from Lawrence Memorial Hospital were handing out COVID tests in the city's downtown.
The test itself, it's a spit test, so no eating, drinking, brushing teeth, smoking 30 minutes prior. Besides that, if you...
The day before, the group had distributed almost 2,000 tests. Leslie Smith came out to get tests for herself and her kids.
I work in the service industry and they go hybrid learning, so it was just nice to know, just to know.
Douglas County started with drive-through events. Those continue, but now the strategy has also shifted to simply handing out the tests. Sarah Hartzig, community health planner with Lawrence Douglas County Public Health, says the goal is testing the widest cross-section of people possible.
In order to identify asymptomatic positive people, we have to try a lot of different strategies and reach people in lots of different ways. And that's really what we've been trying to do.
Just like governments are trying a lot of different ways to spend the money. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.